How to remove earwax. Which eardrops remove earwax best? The medical name for earwax is cerumen, which comes from the Latin word cera, which means wax. Instead of wax, cerumen is a sticky liquid secreted by the skin cells lining your ear canal, which help protect your eardrum and have an antimicrobial effect. As cerumen moves through your ear canal, it also attracts dust and dirt particles, sweeping them through and on out. For some people, their earwax, or cerumen, will flake away as it reaches the outer part of their ear and never causes them any trouble. Wearing hearing aids or earbuds increases the production of earwax and can block it inside your ear. Sticking cotton tip swabs or bobby pins into your ear canal does not remove earwax effectively. Instead, it can create a waxy plug along with pressure, discomfort, and hearing loss. The best way to remove earwax is to soften it first so that it can either come out on its own or be flushed out. There are two main types of products designed to remove cerumen or earwax: oil-based eardrops and water-based eardrops. Oil-based eardrops may contain olive oil, coconut oil, or almond oil, while water-based products usually contain saline, hydrogen peroxide, glycerin, or docusate. There really isn't any single best eardrop for removing earwax. A recent systematic review of earwax removal products showed no significant differences between any of them. According to a 2018 survey from U.S. News and World Report and Pharmacy Times, 96% of American pharmacists that were surveyed recommend carbamide peroxide drops to soften earwax, which is available as the product Debrox or Murine. The other 4% recommended glycerin drops. Carbamide peroxide releases oxygen when it contacts earwax, creating a foam that liquefies the cerumen. I've tried using carbamide peroxide products, but stopped because they caused loud crackling and popping sounds and an unbearable tickling sensation inside my ear canal from the bubbling foam effect. Eardrops containing docusate sodium, also known as Waxol, are available in the United Kingdom. Docusate is a non-prescription stool softener or lubricant laxative, which pulls liquid into hard stools to make them softer and less painful to eliminate. It's believed that docusate does the same thing to dried up impacted cerumen. In our family practice clinic, we first fill the affected ear canal with liquid docusate sodium, then leave it in there for 1 to 3 days to soften the cerumen, and then finally flush out the ear canal with warm water. I prefer using a two-step process. I use a 250 milligram capsule of docusate sodium to soften earwax because it's easy and effective. In step one, I snip a hole at the end of the capsule, then I squeeze the contents into one ear canal, and then place a small piece of a cotton ball into my ear canal to keep the liquid in place before starting on the other ear. I usually repeat this routine 2 to 3 times a day for a day or two before going on to step two, which is flushing out my ears. Once I feel the cerumen has had enough time to soften, I gently flush it out into the sink with a small bulb syringe filled with warm water. One of my colleagues actually can flush her ears out during a warm shower. I position the nose of the bulb syringe that I use along the top of my ear canal instead of in the middle, because for me, I find it helps more chunks of earwax to escape. Whatever you do, you want to be gentle. Avoid power washing. Too much pressure can actually damage your eardrum, especially if you have a hole in it. And one of my eardrums does have a small hole, so I'm very careful to use only enough pressure to do the job. You can remove excess water in your ears by tipping your head and blotting with a towel, using a hairdryer on a low setting, or using eardrops designed to remove water from your ear canal. Swim Ear has isopropyl alcohol and anhydrous glycerin and is effective at drying up excess water. Here are 5 tips to combat earwax buildup. Number 1, don't push a cotton tip swab, a bobby pin, or even a rolled up napkin into your ear. This only forces the earwax further inside your ear canal and leads to impaction and pressure, pain, and muffled hearing. Number 2, both oil-based and water-based drops can help soften cerumen. It's often a trial and error process to find something that works for you. Number 3, avoid using eardrops if you have ear pain, bleeding from your ear, or any other discharge from your ear. Call your doctor instead. You could have an external ear infection, which requires a very different approach than removing earwax. Number 4, don't use a water pick or other high-powered device to flush out your ears. Too much pressure can damage your eardrum or force fluid past it, triggering an inner ear infection. Number 5, use warm water when flushing out your ear canal. Cold water is not only uncomfortable, but it can cause problems with your balance. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.